Along the Lake Erie shoreline, about halfway between Toledo and Sandusky, is Ohio's marsh region, which includes the Ottawa National Wildlife Refuge and McGee Marsh Wildlife Refuge. It is one of the most popular birdwatching sites in North America. Kim Kaufman is director of the Black Swamp Bird Observatory.
Each year, between mid-April and throughout much of the month of May, millions upon millions of songbirds will stop by during their migration north. The stars of the show are tiny birds called warblers, and they're here just for a brief time in the spring. And believe it or not, birders from all over the world will gather here just to see these birds.
Her husband, Ken Kaufman, is a naturalist and author of The Field Guide to Birds of North America.
Those are the birds that separate the bird watchers from everybody else, because the average person has never heard of warblers and probably hasn't seen one. And the serious birders put a lot of their attention into finding warblers. They're tiny birds. They're very colorful. They eat insects, so they can't survive here in winter, so they go to the tropics in winter. They come flooding back north in spring, and there are more than 3 dozen kinds that come through northern Ohio. Like black pole warblers, for example, may be coming from Brazil and going to Alaska, and they're stopping off here in Ohio for a few days on the way.
These little songbirds are migrating at night, believe it or not. They navigate by the stars, and as they come up, they see this massive body of water.
And here's this beautiful little patch of woodland with marsh on one side and the lake on the other side. So they really concentrate in here on the south shore of Lake Erie.
McGee Marsh encompasses over 2,200 acres of wetland habitat and features a raised boardwalk near the lakeshore.
The boardwalk is in a small wooded area. It's about 7 acres of woods, and the boardwalk is about 3/4 of a mile long. There are perhaps nowhere else in North America that you can see these spring migrants as close as you can from that boardwalk.
Warblers in other places will be up in the tops of tall trees. There's an ailment called warbler neck that birders get from looking up at the treetops. But here the trees are relatively short. Now, the birds are very concentrated. They're feeding on small insects that tend to be down low. Here, you can stand and look at warblers at eye level.
Joe and Marianne Deshane from upstate New York are headed west to visit their grandchildren, but scheduled their trip to coincide with the spring migration at McGee Marsh.
We were here 2 years ago, I think, and we saw a lot of birds, and it was just a good experience. Wow, I saw a Cape May warbler that was just really right up in the tree, really, really close. I had a very good view of it. That was a highlight for me.
McGee Marsh itself is just so great because it's compact. It's not a huge area. When I hear that this thing is 7 acres, I think, well, what can you see in 7 acres? But you could walk this boardwalk and you want to come back and do it again and again, again, again. You see so much, and they're all right close in.
I know some people who have come back in May every year for the last 20 years. And there are tour groups that come here based not only in the U.S. but in Canada and in England that'll bring an entire group here from other countries to witness the spring migration.
The warblers are here through May, but other birds, including bald eagles, are visible in the Ohio Marsh region year-round. From McGee Marsh, near the lakeshore, I'm Greg Tye.